Go with your gut, girl. My lips are dry and my heart is racing, and he's not even here yet. This guy, he's the postdoctoral fellow in my psychophysiology lab. Tall, blonde, English, a rock climber for crying out loud. And he graduated from Cambridge University's MB-PhD program when he was only 23. Translation for civilians? He's a fucking genius. The man is a dreamboat. We're all kind of crazy for him. All us undergrads in the lab. Even Margaret, and she's a lesbian. And I'm the craziest of us all. In fact, this is how crazy I've gotten. I've asked him to meet me for coffee. The coffee isn't crazy. We've had coffee before, he and I, to talk through papers or data or research projects. And the dry lips and racing heart are nothing new either. Pretty much every time I see him, or in this case fail to see him, I feel this way. But I may have slightly led him to believe I'm struggling with some data, and that's why I want to talk with him. The data are fine. My senior thesis is practically done, and it has gone more smoothly than I ever expected. In fact, what I'm going to tell him is, and see, I've got it all scripted in my head so I don't screw it up. Charles, you know this is my last semester in college, and then I'm leaving for grad school. I think you and I have a thing, and so I would like to engage in a physical relationship with you before I leave Indiana. What do you say? This is as straightforward as it gets, right? I, for one, would love it if people approached me this unambiguously. As I sit waiting for him, I consider including in my proposal a list of attributes I think make me a highly promising sex partner, the way you would in a cover letter for a job. Those attributes are, in descending order, 1. My brain. An asset for every other complex task I've undertaken, and I see no reason why it won't come in handy for this one. 2. My athleticism. I don't know exactly how this will help me either, but I'm sure I've heard the phrase athletic sex, and I'm sure I would like to try some. 3. My enthusiasm. I feel confident it's better to have sex with someone who's really, really glad to be there with you than with someone who isn't. And possibly also 4. My unblinking willingness to look like an idiot in public. Am I a beauty queen? I am not. My nose has a great deal of character. My hair has some interesting ideas about its place in the world. My body is built more along the lines of a wristwatch than an hourglass. Flat yet bendy. It works for me. I am my body's biggest fangirl. But I recognize where it falls short of the culturally constructed ideal. Specifically, right around the place where my breasts aren't. Still, having talked this through with Margaret, my lab mate and roommate, we've concluded I should lead with my strengths. I've just told you a slight lie. I said we concluded I should lead with my strengths. In fact, the conversation went more like this. Me. I'm going to do it for real. I'm going to ask Charles to have sex with me. Margaret laughs uproariously. Me. Completely straight face. Margaret abruptly stops laughing. You're serious? Me. As a hemorrhage. NB. I didn't really say this. It's the kind of thing I imagine myself saying. I think I actually said something pithy like, yes. Also, don't be fooled into thinking I actually know how to spell hemorrhage. That baby is all spell check. Margaret. But why not just ask him on a date? Me. I don't have time to date. I'm only here for 3 more months, and I've got a thesis to write. Margaret. Staring mutely in stunned disbelief. And when are you going to do this? Me. Right before spring break. I figure if it doesn't go well, we can avoid each other for 2 weeks and then come back and pretend it never happened.